I am the chair of this committee, Senator Dianne Rosenbaum from Multnomah and Clackamas County. And our other members of the committee are our vice chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli from John Day, Senator Lee Beyer from Springfield, and Senator Bruce Starr from Hillsborough. And we will shortly be joined by Senator Jenny Burdick as well. Since there's so many wonderful people who may not have been in the Capitol or through one of these hearings before, I'm just going to briefly describe our process here. So we, our primary business today is to hear from each of you about who you are, very briefly, why you want to serve on the particular board or commission that the governor has appointed you to. If you're the only person being appointed to that particular assignment, we'll call you up by yourself. But for several of you, there are a group of you, and so you'll be called up together as a group. So I know you've been briefed a little bit by the governor's office. Kendall Klassen does a fabulous job. But just do tell us what you think we need to know about your background and why you'd like to serve, and then we'll open it up for any questions that our members of the committee will have. Then at the end of the hearing, when we've heard from everybody, we will start passing motions to send your appointment to the full Senate, which will be meeting tomorrow for confirmation. So don't worry if you don't hear us voting on your particular position as when we hear from you. We're going to do that all at the end of the hearing today. So that's basically how we operate. And our first, we do have a few people who couldn't be here in person are going to be on the phone, and that includes our first person. So I will begin by opening a public hearing on the appointment of Sonia Kingston to the Oregon Board of Accountancy, and she'll be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Sonia Kingston?
This is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum here in Salem, chair of the Senate Rules Committee. With me are the other committee members, Senators Ted Ferrioli, Senator Lee Beyer, and Senator Bruce Starr. We've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Oregon Board of Accountancy, and what we would like is for you to tell us very briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve on this board.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning, Chairman Rosenbaum and Senators Beyer, Ferrioli, and Starr. My name is Sonia Lynn Kingston, and I'm a nominee for the Board of Accountancy. I live in Portland, Oregon, and sit in the field of public accounting as a partner at a regional accounting firm, and I have done so for 25 years. I specialize in the field of auditing, and my focus is in the area of not-for-profit auditing, with a particular emphasis on audits of colleges and universities and entities that receive federal dollars. This has been performed in accordance with the requirements of OMB Circular A133. I also teach adjunct faculty in the business school at Portland State University and have done so for the past 6 years. Prior to my career in accounting, I was in the education field and worked as a middle school teacher in South Africa. I'm honored to be a nominee for the Board of Accountancy and believe I can be an effective member of this board. The mission of the Board of Accountancy is to protect the public by regulating the practice and performance of all services provided by licensed accountants. It also assures that CPAs and CAs, municipal auditors and public accounting firms, registered in Oregon, demonstrate and maintain professional competency to serve the needs of their clients and other users of their services. I feel that I'm qualified for this position, not only by virtue of the fact that I have significant experience in the field of auditing and accounting and dealing with clients of various sizes, but also in the area of teaching auditing and accounting at Portland State University. I've had the opportunity to teach the skills I've acquired to the next generation of accountants who will practice in the public and private sectors. I'm well aware of the importance of the training required for continuing professional education, and that's an integral part of ensuring that we're proficient as practitioners. I'm confident that I have the reputation among my colleagues and peers of being honest and fair, and I view myself as a decision maker who can affect positive change. The experience I've gained during my career gives me an understanding of the growth and importance in the field of accounting, as well as the familiarity and working relationship with the people in the profession. As a member of the board, I will continue to support the commission. I will speak openly and honestly about the concerns of practitioners while balancing the decision and role of the board. Although this is my first experience of public service, in my role on previous boards at which I've served, I'm aware of the importance of being a good communicator, which means both speaking and listening, since this is critical to being an effective board member. As I noted in my application, the public trust is paramount to what we do, and it's important to ensure that that trust is deserved. A position on the board of the accountancy will enable me to participate in issues important to both the public and petitioners. My career, my previous board experience and teaching activities have enhanced my leadership and communication skills and have assisted me in becoming a well-rounded individual and one who can be an effective member of the Board of Accountancy. I thank you for your time and look forward to serving on the board.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Kingston, for your willingness to serve. Are there any questions for this appointee? Okay, it looks like you've answered them all, so thank you again for joining us. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Holly Hodges and Christopher Labhart to the Health Evidence Review Commission, if you'd both like to come forward. And as they're coming forward, I'll just mention that the next people that are the next person we'll be hearing from will be Helena Schlegel, so she can be getting ready. And just again, we do have, I think, about close to 40 people to hear from this morning, so we want you to tell us what's important, but you don't necessarily need to give us your entire life story, so even though we're sure it's fascinating.
Okay,
please go
morning.
Ahead.
Thank you, Senator. Chair and the rest of the senators. I'd also like to say hi to my own Senator Beyer from Springfield. My name is Dr. Holly Jo Hodges, and I am a family medicine physician, a nominee for the Health Evidence Review Commission. I've been a family medicine physician for 21-plus years, the majority of which in rural Central Oregon, practicing full-spectrum family medicine. The last 2.5 years, I have been a medical director for coordinated care organizations in both Eugene and Salem. And I think that this uniquely qualifies me to assist in the decision-making efforts of the HERC, knowing how those decisions will then be operationalized by the people who do the daily work for caring for and managing the OHP population. I'm passionate about improving the health of Oregonians, and I appreciate this opportunity to represent my profession and to support and assist my community. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Thanks very much, and I think we'll hold questions until we've heard from both of you.
Thank you, Chairwoman, Senators. Senator Farrelly, welcome. My name is Chris Labhart. I'm a retired educator from Eastern Oregon, and I presently serve as the County Commissioner for Grant County. I serve as chairman for a 12-county community advisory council dealing with health issues throughout Eastern Oregon. I serve on the board of directors of the EOCCO, Coordinated Care Organization, which is the largest CCO in the state of Oregon. I also serve on the hospital board for our local district. I believe I bring an Eastern Oregon perspective to the Health Evidence Review Commission, and I have a particular interest in veterans. I'm a volunteer driver for the Department of Veterans Affairs and take vets to the vet clinic in Burns and Boise, Idaho. And very dear to my heart. I hope that my nomination is approved, and I look forward to serving on this commission. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you both for your willingness to serve and also for traveling some distance to get here this morning. Did we have any questions or comments? Okay. Looks like we have heard as much as we need to hear, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing. Thank you again for being here today. And I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Helena Schlegel to the Board of Trustees of the University of Oregon. And after we've heard from her, we'll be hearing from Roger Hendricks, so he can be getting ready. Good morning, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. Probably want to maybe turn one of those microphones away from you so we won't get feedback.
Great. Hi, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. Thanks for taking the time today to consider my appointment to the University of Oregon Board of Trustees. My name is Helena Schlegel, and I am an undergraduate student at the University of Oregon. I am currently studying economics and Spanish, and I am also on a committee to address sexual and gender violence here over on the campus, and then also I am a research assistant in the Department of Economics. I am humbled and honored to be in front of you all today. I view this as an exciting opportunity to serve students and get involved in the university committee. This is a chance for students to be able to have a voice in policies that shape our lives at the university. This could be done by ensuring that the university continue to work toward the 40-40-20 plan. And this means advocating for the accessibility and affordability for the students at the University of Oregon and making sure that the Board of Trustees has a student perspective on the effects of the cost of higher education, which is a huge issue for students on my campus. This also means making sure that the university is fully participating in the equity lens, that there are tools in place for underrepresented students to close the achievement gap within identities of race, gender, and sexuality. Finally, I also want to ensure that transfer students have smooth transitions into their lives at the University of Oregon, as this can be a stressful time in their lives. I want to use this position to achieve these goals, and I thank you for your time, and I look forward to answering any questions you may have.
Great, thank you. Any questions? Okay, it looks like you've answered them all. Thanks very much for taking this on, as well as all the things, the important things you're already doing.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Roger Hendricks to the Board of Boiler Rules. And after we've heard from him, we're good. Okay, after this, we're going to be hearing from Gail Yamasaki and Charles Sams. Good morning. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Roger Hendricks. I currently live in Portland, Oregon, in the southern part of the city. I'm a member of Local 290. I've been participating in boiler board hearings throughout the year, and I recently participated in the advisory committee to the next set of adoption of the legislative rules for the ASME adoption of the codes. I've been a Local 290 member since 1998, and I've lived in Oregon for almost 22 years now. And I have been just enjoying the opportunities to spend time with the Boiler Board and learn about it, and I look forward to the opportunity to serve on the board. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you very much. Do we have any questions? Okay. Thanks again for your willingness to serve.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing. And next, I will open a public hearing on the appointments of Gail Yamasaki and Charles Sams to the Trust for Cultural Development Board. And I believe, So we're, Mr. Sams is here, and then we're awaiting Ms. Yamasaki by telephone. We'll just have you hold on for a minute, and then she'll be able to hear your testimony, too. Okay, well, good morning. Senator Burdick has joined us, and so we now have our complete committee here. And Senator Burdick, we have just opened a hearing on the appointment of Charles Sams to the Trust for Cultural Development Board, and we're having a little trouble getting our other appointee by phone. So, Mr. Sams, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Charles F. Sams III. I am a member of the Confederated Tribes Umatilla Indian Reservation. I'm very honored to be a nominee for the Cultural Trust Board for Oregon. And I have worked many years over the last 20 years on multiple issues regarding cultural issues up and down the Columbia River Basin and across the state of Oregon. And it's just an honor and a pleasure to actually be before you today and be consideration for the nomination with the Oregon Cultural Trust.
Great. Well, this is a very exciting board to serve on, and I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. It's a very diverse group of individuals that are already serving. So, and I think we will have to come back to hearing from Ms. Yamasaki. So, Will, thank you very much for
your
testimony. Did I ask if there were any questions?
You did.
Okay, thank you
thank
again.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
And I'll close this public hearing. And next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Cheryl Martin, Abel Mendoza, and Roberta Connor to the Board of Trustees for Eastern Oregon University. And after we've heard from them, we'll be hearing from Jack Billings. Good morning, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. Thanks for waiting so patiently. And whichever of you would like to go first, just introduce yourself. Tell us why you'd like to serve on the Eastern Oregon Board.
My name is Roberta, or Bobby Connor. I am an enrollee of the Confederated Tribes of Umatilla, and I live in Eastern Oregon in a beautiful homeland. I personally want to just thank you for your interest in not only our higher education system, but all of the appointees for the boards that you're hearing today. 30 years ago, my mother and I became, I think, the first family with two generations of master's degrees on our reservation. Higher education has been important in my family, dating back to young Chief Joseph and his grandnephew, my grandfather, and my grandfather made sure that all of his children had at least 1 year of college education when that was unheard of in Indian country. I'm very proud of the public education system in Oregon. My mother is a teacher who graduated from Eastern Oregon University in 1967, the second tribal member from our tribe to achieve her a teaching credential from EOU. I grew up on the campus of EOU, and I'm proud to have the opportunity to help strengthen EOU as a regional force in our future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Chairman Rosenbaum and Senator Farioli and the rest of the committee. My name is Cheryl Martin. I'm from North Powder, Oregon. I'm honored to be a nominee for this governing board. I am a retired educator of 27 years. And my husband and I own a ranch in Eastern Oregon. I am an alumni of Eastern Oregon University, along with 8 other members of our family. I've always been very proud to be an educator and really enjoyed being involved in the world of education. I've served on the Oregon Science Teachers Board, our local school's charter board. I have been on the university's STEM board. I am a member of the Baker County Chamber of Commerce board. I'm also, like I say, a multi-generational rancher in Eastern Oregon, and I believe my experiences in business and education will work well to help the other members of our governing board support Eastern Oregon University. I believe in our university as a strong force in our area, whether it's the chemistry club's recent award, whether it's the volleyball team's quarterfinals, whether it's the progressive Eastern advantage. I think Eastern Oregon University is poised to be a successful path into the future of our higher education, and I'm excited to be involved in that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for your willingness to serve.
Good morning. Senator Rosenbaum, Senator Bayer, Senator Ferroli, Senator Burdick, and Senator Starr, thank you for the opportunity to appear before this committee. My name is Abel Mendoza, and I live in Haines, Oregon, in Baker County. I'm a nominee for the Board of Trustees of Eastern Oregon University. I feel that I bring a unique perspective, that I would bring a unique perspective to this group as a graduate from the institution, as a retired faculty member in chemistry, and as an industrial chemist with 26 years of industrial experience. I'm very interested in serving the school that gave me a great education as a young international student from Mexico. That opened the doors for me and my family to live the American dream. I originally came from a poor family in Mexico, and I would like to be able to help other students from Eastern Oregon do the same, open doors for them for a better life. Thank you for your support.
Great. Well, thank you, all three of you, for bringing your diverse backgrounds and putting a little bit of your busy lives on hold to serve on this extremely important Board of Trustees. Are there any questions? Okay, and I think we'll have a little later two other folks that are being appointed also to the same board as you are, including former Senator Dave Nelson. They'll be joining us by phone, so we'll be acting on all of your appointments at the close of today's hearing. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Jack Billings to the Energy Facility Siting Council, and the next person we'll be hearing from is Chad Olney. Good morning.
Good morning, Senator Rosenbaum, Senator Beyer. I hope I can get his attention. Good morning. How are you, Lee? Senator Ferrioli, Senator Burdick, Senator Starr. My name is Jack Billings. My wife and I live just outside Eugene, Oregon, and I want to share three aspects of my background with you that I hope would be of help to the Siting Council in the foreseeable future. The first is my interest in the electric utility business. I'm a board member for Lane Electric Cooperative, which serves south and eastern Lane County. And there's a position now coming open in the Siting Council because of the retirement of Byron Wolf, who has represented basically a utility interest on that council for the last 8 years. I'd hope to have the opportunity to continue that perspective because of the need to keep track of the benefits to our end users, members of my cooperative. The second aspect I want to share with you is that I have been professionally in the legal business, you might say, for 42 years, about half of that as a lawyer in one form or another, and half as a circuit court judge. I'm now retired from that, but I have considerable experience in contested matters of one sort or another, and so for those matters which are going to come before the board, which will not be routine, I think I can be of help. And then finally, I want to share with you my interest in the community, having served on the boards of the Lane Education Service District, two terms with the Eugene School District. I was president of the Oregon School Board Association. I was on the board of the Lane Transit District and Looking Glass Youth and Family Services. I've literally served with dozens of other board members. I think I know how to work well with other people. I listen pretty carefully to what others have to say, but I'm usually not shy about offering my own opinions. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, well, thank you very much for
good to see you, Lee.
Being willing to serve. I figured you might know each other. Any questions? Okay, it looks like you've answered them all.
Thanks very much.
I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Chad Olney to the Oregon Growth Board. And the next board we'll be hearing from will be the appointees to the State Board of Higher Education so they can be getting ready. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Good morning. I would like to thank the committee for taking the time this morning to hear from each of the nominees. My name is Chad Olney, and I'm a nominee for the Oregon Growth Board. I am a native Oregonian who has attended Oregon universities and actually received my MBA just across the street here. I've also been a small business owner in the state and have served for the last 10 years in the financial services industry, including 5 years as CEO of a credit union. I am excited for this opportunity to be a part of the conversation on the continued growth of Oregon's economy and what we can do to support business and jobs throughout the state. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for taking time to take on another assignment. And are there any questions for Mr. Olney? Okay, thanks again. I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of James Baumgartner, Kelly Minty Morris, and William Thorndike to the State Board of Higher Education. And I believe we're going to be getting Kelly Minty Morris on the telephone, so if you can just hold tight for a moment. Hi, is this Kelly Minty Morris?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. This is Senator Diane Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. I've just opened a public hearing on the appointments of you and two other good folks who are here in person to the State Board of Higher Education. So we'll hear from them first, and then we'll call on you to tell us a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve. And just so you'll know who you're talking to, with me is Vice Chair Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Jenny Burdick, and Senator Bruce Starr. So if you can hold on, you should be able to hear the other two people, and then we'll call on you. Good morning. Whoever would like to go first, please go ahead.
Great. I'm William Thorndike from Medford, Oregon. I had the pleasure of recently being appointed to the Southern Oregon University Board, and now have the unique experience of serving on a DTF, a disappearing task force, which is the State Board of Higher Education. I'm looking forward to the next three meetings, and I'm looking forward to the transition for the TRUES to truly become independent as we go forward. I know most of the members of the Higher Education Board and look forward to connecting with them and ensuring that our regional institutions, including Oregon Tech, are well positioned to be successful in the future.
Great. Thank you. I'm Jim Baumgartner. Senators, thank you for the time. I also am recently appointed to one of the independent universities and now serve as acting chair for Western Oregon University's governing board. I also serve as vice chair for the Presidential Search Committee for Western Oregon University. Honored to be nominated to serve on the remaining term of the State Board of Higher Education. I've been involved in higher education my whole life. My family's involved in higher education. My wife's family's involved in higher education. We do nothing but higher education. I'm excited to act on behalf of the state of Oregon and the people of the state of Oregon and secure higher education for us. Thank you.
Great. And since we have two people here, I'll just open it up for questions before we hear from Ms. Minty Morris. And there aren't any questions. So, Kelly, if you'd like to go ahead, tell us your name and then a little bit about your background.
Sure. Kelly Minty Morris, and I've also been recently appointed to the new Board of Trustees for Oregon Tech, which I'm very excited about. I'm an Oregonian living in Klamath Falls now, grew up in Eugene. Started my career in journalism, moved on to 5 years working for a positive youth development agency, a nonprofit, and then am about to start January 5th my new job as the newest Klamath County Commissioner. I have a very strong belief that higher education provides a real area of opportunity for our state, for our people, and particularly for our rural communities. So I'm looking forward to serving on this last bit of the State Board of Higher Education and also, of course, serving Oregon Tech.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Any questions for Ms. Minty Morris? Okay, we don't have any questions for you either, so thank you all three. We'll be acting on your appointments at the end of our hearing today, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Leslie Hicks, Ann Malkin, and Jenny Tucker to the trustees of the State Library. Leslie Hicks is coming forward in person. And is this Ann Malkin on the phone?
It is.
Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Malkin. This is Senator Diane Rosenbaum, chair of the Senate Rules Committee. I've just opened a public hearing on the appointment of you and two other folks. So one of those people is here in the room, and I'm going to call on her first, and then we'll go to you.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome, Ms. Hicks. Please go ahead.
Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, thank you so much for having me today. My name is Leslie Hicks. I'm originally from Junction City. I currently live in Independence. I attended Western Oregon University, where I received a Bachelor of Arts in History and Anthropology. In 2011, I received my Master's of Library and Information Science from the University of South Florida. I am currently the footwear materials librarian at Nike. Yes, I love libraries. I am a prolific user of the public library system. My kids and I go to the Independence Public Library every Saturday. They have a fabulous library. And I am so excited for the possibilities to contribute to the State Library Board and look forward to positively helping it move forward.
Great. Well, since we have Ms. Hicks here, do we have any questions for her? Anybody want to know what's in the library at Nike? I guess we'll have to pay you a visit and find
yes,
out.
Yes, please. Please do.
Lots of shoes.
Okay, and next we'll hear from Ann Malkin. Ann, just tell us your name and then tell us a little about your background.
Okay, my name's Ann Malkin, and I live in Bend, Oregon, and I appreciate the fact that you're allowing me to do this by telephone. I've been nominated to serve as a trustee of the State Library. I'm a native Oregonian and a graduate of the University of Oregon, and have been a passionate supporter of libraries for my entire life. I've been actively involved in supporting Deschutes County Libraries for more than 20 years, and am in my second term as an elected member of the board of the Deschutes Public Library District. I was named Oregon Library Supporter of the Year by the Oregon Library Association in 2012. And in my professional career, I've worked for 27 years for Bend Research, a leading high-tech pharmaceutical research and development company based in Central Oregon. And as part of my duties there as Director of Communications, I've managed our corporate library and evaluated and purchased information searching software, tools, and databases for our scientists and engineers. I'm honored by the nomination and welcome the chance to serve on the State Library Board of Trustees to help support their mission. I believe the State Library plays a vital role in support of the legislature, the state government as a whole, and libraries throughout the state. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about my background or my qualifications.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Did we have any questions for Ms. Malkin? Okay, it looks like you've answered all of our questions, so thank you very much, and we'll let you go. We have one more person to join us by phone.
Okay, well, thank you very much for considering me.
Great. Have a good day. Hi, is this Jenny Tucker?
Yes, it is. This is Jenny Tucker from Somerville, Oregon.
Great. Great. Good morning. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and we have already opened a public hearing on your appointment to the State Library Board of Trustees. So what we'd like to hear is just for you to say your name again, then tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Rosenbaum. This is Jenny Tucker. I live outside of Somerville, Oregon, very rural part of northeastern Oregon. I welcome to be on the Board of Trustees of the State Library. I've been a library user since I could say my name. I have been become a resource person here in northeastern Oregon, been involved with libraries, and I can't wait to go forward. Are there any questions?
Okay, thank you very much for joining us by phone. Did we have any questions for Ms. Tucker? Okay, it looks like you've answered all of our questions, so thank you for your willingness to serve. We'll be acting on your appointment at the end of today's hearing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Take care. And thank you, too. Okay, I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Elroy Olson and George Wales to the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots. After we've heard from them, we'll be calling Ming Chang. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and we're looking forward to hearing from each of you.
Good morning, Madam Chair and esteemed senators of the committee. Thank you. My name is Captain George Wales. I'm from Coos Bay, Oregon. I've spent in excess of 30 years as working in the maritime industry, the last 6 years as a Coos Bay pilot, trainee, and pilot. I look forward to working on the Board of Maritime Pilots, and I thank you for the honor of being able to participate.
Thank you for being here. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Madam Chair and esteemed members of the committee. My name is Captain Elroy Olson. I've lived in Oregon for 60 years. I currently reside in St. Helens, Oregon. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to come before you to be considered an appointment at the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots.
I've been working on the Columbia River my entire adult life. I've been a Columbia River pilot for the past 22 years. I am very passionate about the responsibilities and opportunities on the Columbia River. With my experience, I believe I have a lot to offer the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots to contribute to the environment, public safety, while enabling commerce. Thank you for this opportunity for this appointment.
Great. Well, thank you both for being willing to serve. The work you do is extremely important as a recreational sailor. I know that what you do is just enormously important to the public safety and to commerce. So, did we have any questions for these folks? Well, so I'll ask one of, I guess it would be Captain Wales, and I don't mean to put you in the middle of a controversial issue, but I am curious whether the work you do is at all affected by what we've been reading and hearing a lot about with the Coast Guard changes dealing with helicopter rescue down in your area. Does that have any effect on the work that you would be doing, or is that...
Well, in the maritime industry period, I do believe it's important that they have a presence in Newport because of the travel time to get up for those fishing vessels. As a pilot group, it doesn't really affect us a whole lot, but as a whole on the safety of the West Coast, I do believe it's important.
Thank you. Yes, it seems really concerning, and hopefully there can be some resolution to it.
And as you've seen, they've already saved some people. There's a recent sinking of a fishing vessel, so it speaks for itself.
Absolutely. Okay, any other questions? I don't see any. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. And I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Ming Chen to the State Board of Massage Therapists. And while she's getting settled, the next person we'll be hearing from is Stan Danielson. Good morning, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbauer and the members of the committee. My name is Meng Chen, and I'm being appointed to serve on the State Board of the Massage Therapist public member position. My background is in business and insurance industry. I'm passionate in this position because I've been having many chances to connect in the Asian community, and also myself, I speak Mandarin Chinese, Cantonese, and also Taiwanese as well. And so with that, I'm able to communicate with many other business owners that only serve a specific population. So as a Chinese speaker, I can help the board to better facilitate the communication between the state board and also the business owner. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for adding a new dimension in this important service.
Thank
Any
you.
Questions for Ms. Ming Chen? Okay, thank you again.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Stan Danielson to the Mechanical Board. And after we've heard from him, we'll be hearing from Morris Pearson. Good morning. And
good morning.
Welcome to Senate Rules Committee.
Good morning, Chairman and Committee. My name is Stan Danielson. I'm the business manager for the Heat and Frost Insulators and Allied Workers. And I've served in the position representing both labor and management in that position for 30 years. I've actually been in the trade for 45 years, so starting a four-year apprenticeship program in 1969. This particular position is a new position added to the Mechanical Board. The Department of Labor has recently came out with a study that says that mechanical insulation will be the fourth fastest growing industry in the United States over the next 10 years. So I think with my experience of 45 years in the mechanical insulation industry, I think I can bring something to the board, and I certainly appreciate that opportunity in serving. I've also lived in Gresham, Oregon at this particular time and been a resident of Oregon for 64 years. So.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for being willing to serve. So you are a native Oregonian?
Yes, I am.
I just was guessing that you probably have lived here your whole life.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much for being willing to take this on. I don't see any questions for you, so we'll
thank
let you.
You
go. Thank you. And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Morris Pearson to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. And next on deck, after we've heard from him, will be Beverly Epinetter. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good morning, and thank you. I'd like to recognize Chair Senator Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Morris Pearson. I'm from Roseburg, Oregon. I'm in a unique situation to bring insight to the Mortuary and Cemetery Board here in the state. I am currently the only operator west of the Mississippi of alkaline hydrolysis system, a alternative disposition form that's been authorized by the legislature for the last 2.5 years here in Oregon. I have a degree from Mount Hood Community College in mortuary sciences. I was a staff sergeant in the United States Army Infantry, Airborne, HUA. I have 2 adult children. I have 9 grandchildren. And I look forward to serving the Mortuary and Cemetery Board in a very unique field. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. Do we have any questions? Looks like you've answered them all. Thanks again. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Beverly Epinetter to the Oregon State Board of Nursing. And after we hear from her, we'll be hearing from Kenneth Lindsay. So thank you for waiting so patiently, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum. Senators, good morning. My name is Beverly Epinetter, and I'm from Tigard, Oregon. I am a nominee for the nurse educator position on the Oregon State Board of Nursing. I have been an educator in nursing in the state of Oregon for 38 years, and I am currently a professor and associate dean of nursing at Linfield College. My education includes a bachelor's and master's degree from the University of Oregon School of Nursing and a doctorate in post-secondary education from Portland State. My nursing background is in maternal and child health. As an educator, I am committed to preparing graduates who practice nursing safely. I am interested in serving on the Board of Nursing to participate in discussions and decisions that affect the public and help keep patients safe. I would welcome the opportunity to serve. Thank you.
Great. Any questions for Ms. Epinetter? Well, I'll ask you one because obviously, you're coming on this board at a time of enormous change in healthcare, both in terms of the role of nursing and the number of people who will be insured and just the need to have an adequate number of providers for Oregonians generally. So I'm curious what your thoughts are just about what the future holds for the nursing profession here in Oregon. And I know that's kind of an open-ended question. You could probably talk about it till noon, but if you've just got any thoughts about what we need to pay attention to as policymakers.
Well, I think one important thing is making sure that we have enough nurse educators, because really it starts there. And right now, even in our own school of nursing, we have several faculty vacancies. And this is an area where it's hard to draw people to. Even if they like teaching because of the salaries, they're not as likely to choose an education path for that reason. I also think that we have to look more at ways to see how we're going to educate nurses to do more practice of nursing in the community rather than acute care settings as we move in that direction. This will require discussions of a number of different bodies that are interested in nursing and what happens in healthcare in Oregon. So.
Thank you. Well, those are great comments, and I'll look forward to hearing more from you as you serve on this board, because it is really a a huge problem. I was on vacation in California, and I'm sure this happens here too, but I was shocked to see nurses working at a local hospital where I was vacationing who were from Maine and Florida, and just routinely that was how they met a shortage, was by bringing people in mm-hmm. for months at a time from other states.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you again for taking this on, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing.
Thank you for hearing me this morning.
I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Kenneth Lindsay to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission, and then the next person we'll hear from will be Melissa Gitt. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Rosenbaum and the rest of the committee. I'm Ken Lindsay. I'm a family physician, and I apologize first for not being a native of Oregon, but for the great state of Montana. I have lived in Oregon for 30 of my 47 years, and I'm a proud graduate of the Oregon State University and Oregon Health Sciences University Medical School. I completed my rural family practice training at Idaho State University, and then eventually an MBA in healthcare at the University of Colorado. I started practice as a solo rural family physician in the Willamette Valley, and then went into administrative medicine to help an independent physician association in Central Oregon and work with the original Oregon Health Plan about 14 years ago, which was an excellent experience. I have continued in physician leadership as a chief medical officer and also now vice president for medical affairs for Asante Health System in Southern Oregon. I live in Grants Pass, Oregon with my wife and two children, and enjoy being able to manage the patient safety and risk management for Asante Health Systems. I had the pleasure of being considered for the Oregon Patient Safety Commission, whom is the state representative for oversight of patient safety and quality care. I have a passion for patient safety and quality care and feel very privileged to be the physician representative considered for the Oregon Patient Safety Commission. Any questions?
Do we have any questions for Dr. Lindsay? Well, go Beavers.
Go Beavers. We need all the help we can get. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for taking this on. And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Melissa Gitt to the State Plumbing Board. And after we hear from her, we're going to be calling Maria Carolina Gonzalez-Pratz. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, and thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Melissa Gitt. I'm with the City of Wilsonville. I appreciate your time and consideration of my nomination for the State Plumbing Board. As you may know, I have spent my entire career in the plumbing trade, starting out as a laborer, progressing to a journeyman plumber and a small business owner, and now an inspector. These range of duties have provided me with a wealth of experience and the opportunity to see and appreciate the plumbing trade from a variety of perspectives. It's these perspectives that have given me the utmost respect for the plumbing code and the plumbing profession as a whole. My goal is to use the experience and expertise I've developed in this field to help support the needs of the state and the plumbing profession in the future. Thank you again for your time and consideration. And I hope you find my experience and approach in line with the needs of the plumbing board.
Great. Thank you for taking this on. It sounds like your experience has really run the full gamut of experience in the business of plumbing. Are you still serving as an instructor as well as an inspector?
I was an instructor, but I am an inspector full-time now, so I'm no longer instructing. Yes.
Great. Well, bringing the perspective of having been a journeyman plumber, a business owner, an instructor, and an inspector really is going to add a huge amount to the plumbing board. So it sounds like you'll be a great addition. And did we have any other questions for Melissa? Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Maria Carolina Gonzalez-Pratz to the Board of Trustees of Portland State University. Thank you for waiting so patiently, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Chair Senator Rosenbaum, Senator Bayer, Senator Farioli, and Senator Starr. My name is Maria Carolina Gonzalez-Pratz, and I appreciate the opportunity to appear today and address the Senate Rules Committee. As a nominee for the student trustees position, I appreciate the opportunity and privilege to serve Portland State University and the state of Oregon. Although I'm a native of New York, I'm proud to call Oregon my home and currently reside in Portland. I'm an Army veteran and am accessing my post 9/11 GI Bill to pursue my doctorate in social work and social research. I'm passionate about contributing my bilingual bicultural background, as well as my various leadership experiences in the nonprofit, corporate, and military sectors to support the support Governor Kitzenberger's 40-40-20 goal to enhance the educational system in the state of Oregon. Thank you for your consideration.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve in this capacity. Did we have any questions? Okay, thank you again.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing. And next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Catherine Miller to the Psychiatric Security Review Board. And we also have the appointment of Catherine Quincy. Is Catherine also here? Yes, if you both could come forward. So I'll just say this again. I'm opening a public hearing on the appointments of Catherine Miller and Catherine Quincy to the Psychiatric Security Review Board. Thanks. Thank you for waiting so patiently. And whichever of you would like to introduce yourself, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Catherine Miller, and I'm a licensed psychologist living in Southeast Portland and working at Pacific University in Hillsboro. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you about my nomination to the Juvenile Psychiatric Security Review Board. I've been a licensed psychologist for over 20 years, with the past 15 years spent here in Oregon. I've worked with children and adolescents for my entire professional life in various settings, including community mental health centers, state mental hospitals, et cetera. I very much hope I get the chance to work with the Juvenile Psychiatric Security Review Board to continue my work with kids who are most in need and to help keep my community safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum.
Morning.
And good morning, esteemed senators. My name is Katie Kenzie. It says Catherine, but I go by Katie, so it's a little less formal. I'm a juvenile probation officer for Marion County, have been for the last 22 years. I have a bachelor's in psychology and a master's in counseling. I am passionate about my work with the youth in this community and their families. I think that I've been driven to that for a long period of time. I've worked in several capacities at the juvenile department because of my tenure. I am very excited about working with the JPSRB to find out what it has to offer for our kids. I am seeing many more severely mentally ill clients than we have in the past, and I'm interested in working on that process and figuring out resources for these youth. It's a very big concern of our department right now in our community to get appropriate services for these youth. So I'm excited and honored to be considered as a nominee for that position.
Okay, thank you both for taking on what I'm sure will be a challenging assignment. It sounds like you're bringing a great deal of expertise from your different backgrounds. Did we have any questions for these two nominees?
Okay.
Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of James Walker and Lawrence O'Day to the Board of Public Safety Standards and Training. And then after we've heard from them, we'll be hearing from Lessa Coyne and Jeremy Newtonboom. Good morning, and thank you for waiting so patiently. I think it's always pretty interesting to hear from such a diverse and committed group of Oregonians. So we got a preview of some of the public service that people are willing to provide. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Good morning, Chair, Vice Chair, Senators. My name is Lawrence O'Day, and I'm here for your consideration to be appointed to the Board of Public Safety Standards and Training. I'm in my 29th year with the Portland Police Bureau. Next month, I'll be sworn in as the Chief of Police. I hold an Associate of Science degree in Criminal Justice from Portland Community College, a Bachelor of Science degree in Social Science from Portland State University. Additionally, I've completed both the Management and Executive Certificate programs from the Mark Hatfield School of Government. I hold my basic, intermediate, advanced, supervisory, management, and executive police certifications from DPSST, as well as having approximately 6,500 hours of certified training. I'm an active member of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, the Oregon Association of Chiefs of Police, and the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. I believe that my education, my experience, and my training will allow me to assist my profession into continuing to develop and to continue to maintain accountability, especially during these transformative times. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Senator Ferraioli, Senator Beyer, Senator Burdick, and Senator Starr. My name is Jim Walker. I live in Salem, and I was just recently appointed as Oregon's 10th State Fire Marshal. I appreciate the opportunity to address you as a nominee to the Board of Public Safety Standards and Training. In my more than 27 years experience in fire operations, both on the wildland and the structural side, I understand the importance of being involved as a member of the board and provide a statewide perspective on issues and concerns that affect Oregon's fire service. I feel confident that I can bring my experience and spirit of collaboration to this board, where everyone involved works together on the policies and decisions aiming at moving Oregon's public safety forward in the service of all of Oregonians. I thank you for consideration and look forward to my service on the board. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you both for being willing to serve. Did we have any questions? Okay. Looks like you've answered all of our questions. Thanks again, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Les Acoyne and Jeremy Newtonboom to the Board of Trustees of Southern Oregon University. Welcome to our Senate Rules Committee. Thank you for waiting so patiently and for traveling to be with us today. So, Jeremy, would you like to go first?
Yes, I would, sure. Members of the committee, thank you for having us all here today. My name is Jeremy Newtonboom. I am studying economics and finance at Southern Oregon University. I've always been fascinated by economics, and I have a passion for self-reliance and entrepreneurship. I am particularly excited by the prospect of serving on Southern Oregon University's Board of Trustees because doing so is largely consistent with my personal mission statement, which is, of course, to buy us some time. When I say us, I mean our species and our civilization. I was put on this planet to buy us some time. Now, I don't think I can solve all the world's problems, nor can any individual, but what I know I am capable of doing is providing the next generation an opportunity to develop lasting solutions. Additionally, I think all of the world's problems today necessarily have their origin in ineffective and insufficient education. So naturally, the solutions will come from sufficient and effective education. So I'm very excited to serve on the board of SAU's Board of Trustees and determine the direction of an important educational institution that I know can generate the kinds of solutions our world so desperately needs right now.
Thank you. I think we'll hold questions about solving all of the world's problems until we've heard from our other appointee.
Well, good morning, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. One could say that at one point in my life, I helped create some of those problems.
I think we could join you in saying that. And if you could please just say your name for the record.
My name is Les Acoyne, and I'm delighted to be here, and I appreciate the hospitality that the committee has afforded all of us today. And speaking of patience, your patience in listening to all of the testimony is greatly appreciated. I'm pleased to be nominated to the Board of Trustees of Southern Oregon University. I know that school very well, having worked there as a visiting professor of government and business ethics for 8 years. I've also taught at Pacific University in Forest Grove and at Syracuse University's Maxwell School of Citizenship and Policy. in Syracuse, New York. I've guest lectured at the University of Arizona and the University of Montana. In addition, I've been an administrator at a university, both at Pacific University and at OHSU. Board governance is something I understand. I've been an expert witness in U.S. District Court on the fiduciary duties of governing boards. I've also been vice chair of the board of my alma mater, Pacific University, and a member of the advisory board of the National Security Project at the Maxwell School at Syracuse University. I'm very well aware that the new governing boards of Oregon's public colleges face very significant challenges, and I'm ready to accept them as a member of the board at SOU. As I see it, job one is to replace higher education's broken economic model with one that is more sensitive to the marketplace, far more sensitive than anyone could have imagined even a decade ago. This means recognizing that small regional colleges, private and public, cannot survive by simply raising revenues to cover costs. Government support has been falling. And as tuition has subsequently risen, student debt today in the United States stands at a whopping $1.3 trillion. For leaders, the takeaway from all of this is that universities have got to more aggressively than ever manage their costs and measure their internal performance far more aggressively than ever before. They must help their institutions hone a distinct comparative advantage in that marketplace. They simply cannot be a carbon copy of other colleges of their size. All of this will require strong administrative leadership, an engaged faculty and staff, and knowledgeable boards that encourage innovation. Madam Chairman, members of the committee, I'm eager to do my part on the board at SOU.
Great. Well, thank you both for being willing to serve on this extremely important board. I see that both of the legislators who represent districts with Southern Oregon, Senator Alan Bates and Representative Peter Beckley, are here to support your appointment. So, and clearly, since they both serve on our budget committee, they're listening, I think, with sympathetic ears to your testimony. Did we have any questions? Okay, it looks like you've answered. Senator Beyer.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. I thank you both for making the trip all the way up here from Southern Oregon, and I thank you for your willingness to serve. And just listening to the two of you, you'll have some interesting discussions on your new board.
Can't wait.
Great. Thanks, Senator Beyer. I also see that the president of Southern Oregon University is here with us, and thank you for joining us, too. Well, thanks again for your testimony
thank
and
you
for your
much.
Willingness to serve.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing. And next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Jessica Gomez, Paul Stewart, and Fred Ziari to the Board of Trustees of the Oregon Institute of Technology. Ms. Gomez and Mr. Ziari are here in person. I believe we'll be... we are... Okay. Great. Is this Paul Stewart?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Paul. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and we've just opened a public hearing on three appointments, including yours. The two other people are here in person, so we're going to hear from them first, and then we'll call on you to tell us briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve on the OIT board. So please
Very
just
good.
Hold on.
Thank you.
And whichever of you would like to go first, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Senator Rosenbaum and the members of the committee. My name is Jessica Gomez, and I am here in hopes to be appointed to the Board of Trustees for Oregon Institute of Technology. My background is I'm the founder and CEO of Rogue Valley Micro Devices. We're a microelectronics manufacturing company in Medford, Oregon. And during my journey of starting this company and building the company, I've become really interested in workforce, economic development, and education, and how those sort of three prongs really fit together into one system. I've done a lot of work upon starting up a nonprofit called Sustainable Valley Technology Group. It's our regional incubator, and also serve on the board of Workforce Investment Board for the state and our local Workforce Investment Board. And I'm just really honored to be here. I feel that I have a lot to offer the Board of Trustees, and hope that I get that opportunity to work with all the rest of the great people that are involved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Fred Ziari. I live in Hermiston, Oregon for the last 32 years. I'm a founder and president of four technology companies. The first one I started in 1984. Last one was in 2010. And perpetual entrepreneur, but focusing mainly in engineering and technology. And I've done most of these from Eastern Oregon. Now we have offices throughout the world. Serving on the board of OIT, which I am very familiar with. I served as a member and also as a chair of Engineering Technology Industry Council, or ETEC. And over the last 10 years, I had the opportunity to work closely with all eight universities, especially on science and technologies. But I was most impressed with OIT and what the practical engineering that they provide. And I look very much to bring my experience to serve as on the Board of Trustees of OIT. I appreciate your consideration.
Great. Well, thank you both for being willing to serve. Did we have any? I know we have somebody on the phone, but we'll see if we have questions for these folks first. And I don't see any questions for you. So, Paul Stewart, would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Thank you, Senator Rosenbaum and members of the committee. First off, let me thank you for accommodating me via telephone, and I apologize that I was not able to be there in person. My name again is Paul Stewart. I'm president and CEO of Sky Lakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls, a position I've held now for over 20 years. Our institution has a long-standing tradition of working closely with OIT, particularly in the development of allied health programs. I've had the opportunity to serve on the President's Advisory Council for each of the last four presidents of OIT. And I think I have a very strong interest and ability to contribute to their vision of creating graduates that can practice in the real world. And in the healthcare industry, we've got increasing demands for those skills. OIT has been very responsive to adjusting curriculums and clinical rotations in a way that produces wonderful graduates, particularly individuals who are willing to serve in rural communities. And we've enjoyed that partnership over many years, and I think I could contribute to continuing to help them fulfill their vision and mission in the state of Oregon. They've got a wonderful reputation of a high rate of graduates who obtain employment, and I would like to contribute to continuing that vision for them. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. Thanks to all three of you, because you're obviously extremely accomplished and busy, and this will be a very valuable service that you're going to be performing. Any questions? Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Stewart, and thank you to the other two appointees as well.
Thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Joshua Todd, Ashley Aiken, John Billman, and Dorenda Schubert to the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, if the four of you would like to come forward. And I think we can probably pull up another chair and have you all at the dais together. Well, I can really say thank you for waiting so patiently, and since this board is all about volunteerism, you've just seen an outstanding room full of people who are volunteering. So please go ahead, whoever wants to go first, and introduce yourself. You have to, yeah. Great.
We try this. Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators Beyer, Ferrioli, Burdick, and Starr. My name is John Kevin Billman, and I am from Albany, Oregon. I'm honored and humbled to be a candidate for this position on the Oregon Volunteers Board. To me, volunteering is a family affair. It started for me in childhood. I volunteered with my mom, who would work at the church. She would help doing things, whether it was cleaning, prepping for weddings and funerals. And my father volunteered through his union, the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. That moved on for me as I became a little bit older in the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts, doing several volunteer opportunities, including helping build some of the trails on Mary's Peak. I did grow up in Philomath. And then as an adult, I continued volunteering. And again, as a family affair, my wife and I volunteer at our church, whether it be teaching the fourth and fifth graders in the kids zone on Sunday mornings, to volunteering with service within the community through the church, painting schools. We've painted playground equipment. We've done landscaping, several of those different types of things. And our children volunteer with us. Our oldest child, who is now 14, also on his own, separately volunteers at church also. As a union member, I volunteer often through the union, whether it be Labor Day picnics, a labor booth at the state fair. I am a member of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 555, and have been since 1989. I believe that I can bring a very unique perspective of both faith and labor to this board, and I just want to take a moment to thank you for your time and your consideration of my appointment to the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and the committee members. I thank you for your time today. I am very honored to be nominated for this commission. I'm Dr. Dorinda Schubert, and a licensed psychologist serving children and families for many, many years. And currently, I serve as the executive director of Bridge Meadows, a nationally recognized and honored intergenerational community serving children who are becoming adopted out of foster care. And every day, I see the power of volunteering in the lives of our parents, the children, and our elders who are the core of volunteering at Bridge Meadows. I have been very pleased as a clinician in my past to have worked collaboratively with CASA, as they are very important in the lives of our children who are in foster care. And personally, my husband and our 10-year-old son, Austin, and our 10-year-old daughter, Olivia, he'd kill me for that, and our 15-year-old son, Austin, volunteer on a regular basis. So I'm honored to be here, and I look forward to lending my professional and personal life experiences to the commission. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Senators, good morning. My name is Joshua Todd. I live in Southeast Portland, where I am represented by your esteemed chair, Senator Diane Rosenbaum. I'm excited to serve on Oregon Volunteers for several reasons. One, as an AmeriCorps member, when I was just graduating college, I saw the power that service could have on young people and really shaping their careers and their lives. Right now, I'm actually serving as the executive director for Oregon Campus Compact, where I actually run several AmeriCorps programs, working with 20 college and university presidents across the state of Oregon, trying to get students more involved in service, because we know that when students volunteer, they actually do better in school, they're more likely to graduate, they get higher GPAs, and when they go into the workforce, they're more likely to get hired. So I just feel like this is a great board and commission to be a part of, especially as we're looking at 40-40-20 and trying to improve our educational outcomes across the state. I think service is a key part of that equation. So I am excited to hopefully be appointed, and thank you for your time today.
Thanks.
Hello, thank you. Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. My name is Ashley Aiken, and I am honored to be a nominee for the Oregon Volunteers Commission. As a recent Master's of Public Health graduate, I know the importance of community involvement and engagement. My current position at AARP Oregon has afforded me with experiences and opportunities that have allowed me to see the benefits and importance of community engagement and volunteerism. I believe that strengthening communities begins with partnerships, innovation, and diversity. I am confident I can provide new ideas and effective strategic plans that could set the groundwork for solutions to better serve Oregon communities. Thank you for your time and your consideration.
Great. Well, thanks to all of you. This is a very large and diverse group that you're joining, and it sounds like you're going to add, each of you, a lot to it. Did we have any questions for these good folks? Okay, well, thank you again. thanks for being here. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing. And next, I'm going to open a public hearing on the appointments of Sherry Malmstrom and Doris Kensel Torado to the Oregon Commission for Women. And I believe that Doris is going to be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Doris Kensel Torado?
Yes.
I probably butchered your name there, and I apologize, but this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, chair of the Senate Rules Committee. And here in our hearing room at our witness table, we've got Sherry Malmstrom, who's also being appointed to the Commission for Women. So we're going to hear from her first, and then we'll call on you. So just hold tight for a minute.
Okay. Thank you, Okay, well, thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, for allowing me to have this opportunity, and the same to the members of the committee. My name is Sherry Malmstrom. I'm a lifetime Oregonian and a nominee for the position of Commissioner for Women. I've been a registered nurse in the state of Oregon and a graduate of Oregon Health Sciences University for over 33 years. My entire career has been in maternal child nursing. That means exclusively working with women and their children, and most of it, 30-plus years as a Multnomah County Public Health Department nurse. I have made thousands, and I can't even remember how many thousands of home visits with women and their children. They are referred to public health because they often have barriers to achieving what they need in their lives. And I have had the honor of working with many people from many different communities, not only geographically around Multnomah County, but different cultural, communities as well. These women have taught me a lot. They've taught me about what barriers exist for them and what they need to succeed. And we all know that if you help a woman succeed with her family, she's also much better prepared to be a successful member of her community. Also, beyond my work as a public health nurse in Multnomah County, I have served on the Commission for Children and Families in Washington County, where I live in Beaverton. I believe my longtime work as an advocate for women, its rights, and equality will help me be an asset to this commission, and I thank you all for your time and consideration.
Great. Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. And Doris, if you'd like to go ahead, please say your name for the record, then tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Commission for Women.
Well, thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators, for this opportunity. My name is Doris Kensel Torado. I currently live in Corvallis, Oregon. I have lived in Oregon for 11 years. I am now working as an assistant professor of community health at Western Oregon University. And I did my PhD at Oregon State University in Human Development and Family Science, and also completed a Master in Public Health. And during my time at OSU, I started researching issues of poverty around women, and women are disproportionately affected by poverty, and this is true in Oregon as well. And while putting together a class on women's health, I came across the work that the Commission has been doing, the report on the status of Oregon women, and I got very interested in the work because I'm a strong believer in service and serving our communities, and I got excited with the possibility of serving this commission and helping bring some of the issues affecting women. I also have worked as a mental health counselor, again, the issues that affect women trickle down to families and therefore to communities. So I'm a strong believer that if we address the issues affecting women, we therefore help resolve some of the problems that our state has. And ultimately, I would love to be Oregon the best state for women to live.
Great. Well, thank you both for taking on the Commission for Women as your public service in addition to what you're already doing. I served on this commission myself for a number of years and was its chair for a couple of years, and I can guarantee you that you're going to have a great experience. I know some of the other commissioners, and really great things are happening. So thank you again. Did we have any questions? Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. And I'll close this public hearing. Now we're going to go back and open a public hearing on the appointment of Gail Yamasaki to the Trust for Cultural Development Board. Hi, is this Gail Yamasaki?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Gail. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee. I'm here in the state capitol with our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Jenny Burdick, and Senator Bruce Starr. And we've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Board for the Cultural Development Board, for the Trust for Cultural Development. So if you'd like to just briefly say your name for the record, tell us just briefly what your background is and why you want to serve on this board.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum. My name is Gail Yamasaki, and I'm from Klamath Falls. I've lived here for over 20 years, and I am really excited about being on the board. I have worked in education the majority of my time here in Klamath Falls, both at Oregon Tech and then also with the Klamath Falls City Schools. And in that involvement, I've done a lot of work in arts and culture and heritage, doing oral history projects for the Japanese American Confinement Site grant that was here in, it wasn't here in Klamath Falls, it was in Tule Lake, but Klamath Falls was the major city there, and also working with school-age children and bringing art and culture and heritage to their experiences living in a rural community. I think you can appreciate sometimes the challenges of being able to have a diverse group of kids being exposed to what we have here in Oregon in arts and culture.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining us and for your willingness to serve. Did we have any questions for Ms. Yamasaki? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you again, and we'll be acting on your appointment shortly.
Thank you very much.
Have
Bye.
A good day. Bye-bye. I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Kevin Dahl to the State Workforce Investment Board, and he's joining us by phone. Is this Kevin Dahl?
Good morning. Is this Chair Rosenbaum?
Yes, it is. And I am sitting here in the Senate Rules Committee, and I'm joined by our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Jenny Burdick. We've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the State Workforce Investment Board. So if you could just repeat your name for the record and then very briefly tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on this board.
Certainly. My name is Kevin Dahl, D-U-L-L, and I've been nominated to serve on the Oregon Workforce Investment Board. I currently serve as an executive board member for the Region 2 Workforce Investment Board covering the City of Portland, Multnomah, and Washington counties. Additionally, I'm the board chair of the Columbia Willamette Workforce Collaborative. This is the collaborative effort between Region 2 and the Workforce Investment Boards from Clackamas and Clark County, Washington. I personally have a passion for workforce development and believe that a high-functioning workforce system is imperative to create an economic environment that provides opportunities for Oregonians to thrive. I'm looking forward to learning more about the state's strategic workforce plan and how it aligns with K-20 and Oregon's broader economic development efforts. Thank you for your consideration of my candidacy for the Oregon Workforce Investment Board.
Thank you for your willingness to serve on this board. And did we have any questions for Mr. Dahl? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, Kevin, so we'll let you go about your business and we'll be acting on your appointment shortly.
Outstanding, and thank you.
I'll close the public hearing, and next, members, we are awaiting being able to get former Senator David Nelson on the phone. Are we trying to get him a little early? Okay, because I think he was not originally available until 10 o'clock, but we're a little ahead of schedule. And then the other item of business we have is introduction of our committee bill draft. So that won't take very long either. So we'll see if we can. Okay. Thank you. So apparently he's not yet available. What we can do now is take up our introduction of committee bills, and then we may have to just briefly recess and come back at 10. So, members, you were provided advanced copies of 5 LCs. I will just state for the record what is always the case, that voting to introduce these LC drafts as committee bills in no way, shape, or form commits to supporting them in the future. We don't even know that they will be referred to this committee, so this is basically a formality to get these drafts into the system. And Senator Farioli?
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a little ahead of myself. So I'll open a work session for the purpose of introduction of committee legislative comment concepts. And Senator Farioli, did you have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that LC 2122 relating to elections, LC 2125 relating to elections, LC 2131 relating to elections, LC 2144 relating to voter registration, and LC 2171 relating to elections be introduced as committee bills.
Thank you. Senator Farioli has moved that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills: LC 2122, LC 2125, LC 2131, LC 2144, and LC 2171. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion carries. And it does sound like, despite what the chair said, given the subject matter of these bills, they likely are going to end up in this committee. But who knows? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll close the work session. And that completes our nominees that we have to hear from. So, members, I'm going to put the committee in recess, and please do come back. We do need a quorum at 10 o'clock in order to be able to pass a motion and hear from Senator Nelson. So the committee is in recess.
Is this an exception?
Not here to defend himself, so there.
Oh, is he on the phone?
He's on the phone.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Do it.
The Senate Rules Committee will come back to order. And is this David Nelson?
Yes. Hello there, Senator.
Good morning, Senator Nelson, and this is Diane Rosenbaum. I will open a public hearing on the appointment of David Nelson to the Board of Trustees of Eastern Oregon University. And just so you can picture the room, sitting here with me is our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Farioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Ginny Burdick. You're our very last person to hear from this morning, so if you could just briefly tell us why you want to serve on the Board of Trustees for Eastern Oregon University.
Okay, my name is David Nelson, and I live in Pendleton, Oregon. I served in the Senate for 16 years with you folks, and I appreciated that time. It was a really great time. I think I was one of the persons that voted for this bill back in 2011 or whenever this change, and so I feel some ownership of it, and it's going to be a challenge in some ways, and it's going to be opportunities in other ways. With these regional boards, they're I think it's going to be more hands-on, closer to the actual decision-making, and maybe they can get involved with it a little bit more. And as folks on the east side of the mountain, sometimes we think that folks down in the valley sort of forget about us out here, and so I think that's going to be a real advantage for us to direct where Eastern is going. One of the disadvantages potentially is that the old university system did a lot of sort of the nuts and bolts type of work where, hired the lawyers, filled out the forms, answered a lot of the, I guess there's some federal requirements that if you get federal money, they did all of that work or a lot of that work. And, hiring lobbyists, there's just sort of nitty-gritty things that
the old university system took care of, and, you know, it actually took money. So I know out here in Easton what they're doing is they're hiring an attorney, and I guess they've talked to some folks about a lobbyist, and maybe a lobbyist that represents all four of the regionals. And then, you know, it's, I think that the regionals have to stay together in this thing in some respects. I think a lot of their interests are going to be the same. Some of their interests will not be the same as the big three universities, but somehow we'll be down probably lobbying you folks, you know, to keep us in mind and make sure that we have some good access. You know, the big universities, they probably have guys that could write million-dollar checks. Well, I don't think the regionals have those folks. So it's going to come down to a question of money and being able to talk to the legislators. So that's I think that's a role I can feel. I always enjoy coming down and seeing what's going on in the world. So that's where I'm coming from. Any questions?
Great. No, thank you, Senator Nelson. I are there any questions? No. We're always glad to hear from you, though, and thank you for joining us today by phone.
Okay. Well, thank you for the consideration.
Great. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And I'll close the public hearing, and that completes our nominees. And now I'm opening a work session and moving the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Sonia Kingston, Larry Brown, and Scott Wright to the Oregon Board of Accountancy, Roger Hendricks to the Board of Boiler Rules, Gail Yamasaki and Charles Sams to the Trust for Cultural Development Board, David Nelson, Cheryl Martin, Abel Mendoza, and Roberta Connor to the Board of Trustees of Eastern Oregon University, Jack Billings to the Energy Facility Siting Council, Chad Olney, Monica Anand, and Patricia Moss to the Oregon Growth Board, Christopher Labhart, Wiley Chan, Susan Williams, and Holly Hodges to the Health Evidence Review Commission, James Baumgartner, Kelly Minty Morris, and William Thorndike to the State Board of Higher Education, Gary Wildish to the Lane Transit District Board, Leslie Hicks, Ann Malkin, and Jenny Tucker to the Trustees of the State Library, Andreas Papachristopoulos, Elroy Olson, and George Wales to the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Ming Chen to the State Board of Massage Therapists, Stan Danielson to the Mechanical Board, Maury Pearson and Larry Geyer to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, Dwight Atkins and Sheila Myers to the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine, Gary Hickman and Beverly Epinetter to the Oregon State Board of Nursing, Kenneth Lindsay to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Melissa Gitt to the State Plumbing Board, Maria Carolina Gonzalez-Pratz to the Board of Trustees of Portland State University, Catherine Miller and Catherine Kenzie to the Psychiatric Security Review Board, James Walker and Lawrence O'Day to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training, Lessa Coyne and Jeremy Newtonboom to the Board of Trustees of Southern Oregon University, Jessica Gomez, Paul Stewart, and Fred Ziari to the Board of Trustees of the Oregon Institute of Technology, Helena Schlegel to the Board of Trustees of the University of Oregon, Joshua Todd, Ashley Aitken, John Billman, and Dorenda Schubert to the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, William Neuhauser to the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, Doris Cancel-Torado, Sherry Malmstrom, and Stephanie Vardavis to the Commission for Women, Benjamin Strange to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee, and Kevin Dahl to the State Workforce Investment Board. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries, and it is so ordered, and I will close the work session. Actually, I probably should assign a carrier before I close the work session, but so we have an en bloc motion and only an en bloc motion this time. Senator Start, would you like, you've done such an admirable job.
I'd be happy to.
In the past. Okay, that would be great. Then Senator Starr will carry on the floor. And members, our floor session is tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. So with nothing further to come before us today, we will see you there. Thank you, and we are adjourned.